Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shol Rabbi Yishmael es Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yehoshua, Kishahayu Mahalchin Bederech, when the two of them were walking together on the road. Amar Lo, he said to him, Mitmei ma osru gevinos shel goyim. Why did they prohibit cheeses of non-Jews? Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Mimnei shema amidim oso bekeva shel nevela, because they congeal it, they ferment it, they make the cheese with rennet from the stomach of a nevela, from an animal that was improperly slaughtered. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yishmael answered him, V'halo kevas ola chamur mi kevas nevela, the stomach with the rennet of a burnt offering is more stringent than that of a nevela. Vamru kohen shedato yafe, sorfa chaya. And they said that a kohen who so inclined could eat it raw. Velo hodulo, and they didn't agree to this. Ava amru ein nehenin velo mawalim. And they said you shouldn't benefit from it, but if you do, then you don't have to pay a penalty for misappropriation of sanctified things. Chazar amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua gave him another answer. Because they curdled it using rennet from the stomach of a calf that was for idolatry. Amar lo, and again, Rabbi Shmuel had an answer. Imkain, if that's the case, lama lo asaruha bahana, then why didn't the sages prohibit it also for benefits? Because things that are based on idolatry are prohibited even for benefit. Hisiyula davar acher. So Rabbi Yeshua changed the topic, and we'll see why that is when we get to the Bar Neuro. Amar lo, and he said to him, Yishmael achi, my brother Yishmael, Hecha takore, how do you read the pasuk in the first chapter of Shir HaShirim? Ki tovim dodecha miyayin, because your love, with the pronoun your being masculine, is better than wine? O ki tovim dodayach, or because your love, with the pronoun your being in the feminine? Amar lo, ki tovim dodayach, and he answered him, because your love, with the pronoun in the feminine. Let me just clarify this real quickly. Shir HaShirim is an allegory. There's a man and a woman, and the man represents God, and the woman represents Israel. So the question here is, who's talking? If it's in the masculine, then Israel is talking to God, and if it's in the feminine, then God is talking to Israel. So Rabbi Shmuel said that he reads it in the feminine, so it's God talking to Israel. Amar lo, Rabbi Shua answered him, Ein hadavar kein, that's not the case. Shehari chaveru melamed alav, because an adjacent verse will demonstrate, L'reach shemenecha tovim, and it speaks about the fragrance of your oils, and there you see is written in the masculine, so this verse is likewise in the masculine, therefore it's Israel talking to God. Again, what relevance does this have to the subject at hand? You'll see in the Bart Neuro. In fact, let us go immediately to the Bart Neuro. Mipnei ma asru gvinos shel nachrim, why do they prohibit the cheese of non-Jews? Be'achila, they prohibited them from being eaten. Ula Rabbanan Kaboy, and he's asking on the opinion of the Rabbanan. Umishum chalav shel behema temea lekala michash, and we're not concerned about the milk of non-kosher animals. The kimlan de chalav behema temea eno nafka, because they've established that the milk of non-Jewish animals doesn't make cheese. Sorfachaya, so a kohen can eat the stomach of the ola, the burnt offering, raw. The pirshaba amahi, because it's just refuse. Whatever's in the stomach is trash. The second answer is bekevas egle avodah zarah, that they use the stomach of the idolatrous calves. Ba'afal gav de pirshaba amahi. So even though you want to say that the contents of the calf's stomach is refuse, usser nevertheless is prohibited. The shani avodah zarah, because idolatry is different. The ksivba, because the Torah tells us v'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min hacherim, that nothing of the prohibited shall remain in your hand. So even though it's not the kind of thing that one would normally want, because it's from the prohibited substance, it's therefore prohibited to retain. Hisiul davar acher, he changed the subject. V'lo ratzo lahagid lo taima shel davar, and he didn't want to tell him the real reason. Mimnei she'adayin lo avru shneim asra chodesh shenigzer gezerizu, because 12 months hadn't passed from the time when this gezera, when the time this preventative law was established. V'chi gazer rabbanan gezera lo megalu l'tayma ad she'treyaser yachei shasa ad she'tishpashat gezerasan. And when the rabbis would make a law, they wouldn't publicize the reason until after 12 months had passed from their making the rule. Dilma ika de lo svira le l'tayma v'asil lezal zulebe, because maybe someone wouldn't agree with the reason or wouldn't understand the reason, and they would make fun and undermine the ruling. But time of the Asru Gavinas Shel Nachrim, and the reason that they prohibited the non-Jewish cheeses, or keva shel shchitas nachrim shehina vela, is because that they would curdle it in the skin of the stomach of an animal slaughtered by the non-Jews, which isn't a vela. Vafal pisha hu davar muad keneged kol hachalav, and even though it's a minority, it's a lesser part when it's compared to all the milk, kivach hu maimit hachalav v'osa bo maisa lo batel. Since it's the thing, it's the catalyst that causes the process to occur, then it can't be considered negligible against the whole. The kaimalon hakol holich achar mamid, because the process follows the catalyst. Mishum baser b'chalav lo haya aser, and it's not prohibited because of a milk and meat combination. Kivan shehabaser b'fnei atzma mutter, because the meat by itself is permitted. In oser b'chalav afal pishu mamido, it doesn't prohibit the milk even though it causes it to curdle. Ad sheyitein bo tam, until it imparts a taste. Aval davar shel iser meikaro, but something that is prohibited at the outset, oser beheter afal pisha eno nosin botam, that prohibits something that's permitted right away, even though it doesn't impart a taste. Kol zman shehu mamid, as long as it's the catalyst for affecting the process. Ki tovim do dayach miyayin, your love is better than wine, and that's in the feminine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer kein l'knesses Yisrael, so it's God speaking to Israel. Ein hadavar kein, so Rabbi Yeshua said that's not the case. Ela Knesses Yisrael amar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather it's Israel talking to God in that verse. Arevim olai divrei dodayech klomar tekano shetiknu v'gazru hachachamim. So what's beloved to me are the words of your loved ones, meaning the tekanos and gezeros that the sages instituted. Yoter miyeno shel Torah, more so than the wine of Torah. Meikar Torah shebiksav. So in other words, the Torah shebal peh, which includes the rabbinic ordinances, is even more beloved than the written Torah. And that's the relevance of this verse to the topic undergoing discussion here, namely that he's telling him to accept the ruling of the sages and not to question it until such time as he's able to explain it. Let us continue in Mishnah Vav. Eilu devarim shel goyim asurin ve'eni surin iser hana. The following things from the non-Jews, from the idolaters, are prohibited, and their prohibition does not include benefit. So we can sell them or feed them to animals or have other forms of benefit from them, even though we may not eat them. So what are these items? Chalav shechalvo goy ve'ein Yisrael roehu, milk that was milked by a non-Jew without a Jew watching him, v'hapas, and bread, v'hashemen shelahen, and their oil. Rabbi Ubeis Dino hitiru b'shemen, but Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his court permitted oil. So they tried to establish a prohibition, it didn't take, and they revoked it. Continuing in the Mishnah, ushlakos, their boiled food, ukvashin, and their pickled food, shedarkan laseis lasocho yayin v'chometz, and that's only pickled food that they would be accustomed to put wine or vinegar in, vitaris trufa, and a particular type of chopped fish, b'tzir she'en bo daga, and brine that doesn't have fish in it, v'achilak, that's a particular type of fish, v'koreit shel chiltis, and that's a particular type of plant, u'melech salkontis, and a particular type of salt, and we'll see in the Bar Neura what all these things are. Hare elu asurin v'eni surin iser hana. So all of these things are prohibited, we may not eat them, but they are permitted for benefit. We can sell them, feed them to animals, etc. Bar Neura, hapas, v'hashemen, etc. So bread and oil. Kol hani asurin mishum chasnus. All of these are prohibited because of the possibility of intermarriage. So it's a barrier to keep us from getting too chummy. So if we can't eat in someone's house, we're certainly not likely to marry them. Upas shel nachtomin hitruhu. But bread of professional bakers they permitted. Aval pas shel balei batim. But the bread of homemakers, lo huter ele l'holchei drachim, that's only permitted for travelers, u'b'shas hadzachak, and in a case of extreme need. V'hashemen ro'u shelo pashari suro, v'nimnu olav, v'hitruhu, k'demasek b'misnisan. And again, when they saw that the prohibition on oil didn't take on among the people, they revoked it and permitted the oil, as our Mishnah concludes. U'shlakos, and boiled food, kol davar shebashlo oso hanachrim, any food that the non-Jews cook. Vafilo bashlo so bekelav shel Yisrael ubefanav she'ein lachush letaruvas iser ulegiulei nachrim. And we're even talking about something that was cooked using the Jews' pots and in his presence, and you're not concerned that something prohibited might have gotten into it. Asruhu mishum bishulei nachrim. Nevertheless, it's prohibited because of what we call bishul akum, non-Jewish cooking. And that's when a Jew didn't have some part in the cooking process. We're accustomed, for example, to light the fires. Some people stir the pot. There are other things that you should do. But they only prohibited, because of Bishul Akum, something that couldn't have been eaten raw. And it's something that could be served on the table of royalty with bread. But if it's missing any of these conditions, then it is not a problem of Bishul Akum. So there are a lot of parameters that go into what's prohibited from Bishul Akum, and if it's missing any of them, then the food is permitted. And pickled things that the nature is to put wine or vinegar into. But they are not prohibited from benefit, because the taste of the wine is not evident in them. But they're still prohibited when it comes to eating. Taris trufa, this type of chopped fish, min dagim taharim, shetorfenoso dak dak ve'ena nikarin. So it's a type of fish, it's kosher, and they would chop it up very fine so it couldn't be recognized. Vasurim, and this is prohibited, kishenakuchu min hanakrim, when you get it from non-Jews, shemen nikartesh imahem dag tame, because maybe a non-kosher fish has been chopped up with it. Since it's not distinguishable, you can't tell. But siusha embo daga, and brine that doesn't have any fish in it. Dag katan shenikra kalbis, it's a particular small fish called a kalbis. Vidarko shehu gidel betoch tsir shel dagim tahorim, and it would grow in the brine of kosher fish. Ukishayesh tsir dag tame ma'uravimo, and when there's the brine of non-kosher fishes mixed in with it, lo yigdabal kalbis, then the kalbis fish wouldn't grow. So if you don't have kalbis, you don't know if it's because it just doesn't have it or because there is a non-kosher fish there. No way of knowing. Vachilak, again, that's a type of fish. Min dagim ketanim tahorim, so it's a small kosher fish. V'ein lehem snapir v'kaskeses, and it doesn't yet have fins and scales. V'atid legadel acherzman, but it will grow them after a certain period of time. V'dagim ketanim tameim hadomim lehem, misarvim imahem, v'enam nikarim afilo kishe'ena trufa. And other types of non-kosher fish can be mixed in with them, and there's no way of telling, even though it's not chopped up. Of altaris ein hadagim tameim domin la, but when it comes to taris, the non-kosher fish doesn't look like it. Ulakach sharei kishe'ena trufa, and that's why that fish is permitted when it's not chopped up. Chiltis, again, that's a type of plant. Kach shma ba'aravi, that's its name in Arabic. V'chotchin kartav besakin, and be chopped up, chop up the grains with a knife. V'asura mishum shamnunis desakin, and it's prohibited because of the fat or other grease that might be on the knife. The agav charifusa, the chiltis, v'matekes hi tam hashamnunis hanivlaba. So the spiciness of this particular type of grain from the plant is going to cause the grease or fat on the knife to be more readily absolved. So it's a problem more of the knife than of the plant itself. So it's the preparation that creates the problem. Umelach salkontis, and this type of salt. Melach shekol gadole Rome ochlenoso. It's a type of salt that was eaten by all the great people of Rome. V'ragilin limshuach osa b'chelav chazir u'b'shumin dagim temeim. And they would rub it with pig fat or with fat from non-kosher fish. V'higasa v'levana bioter. And it's a particularly large white type of salt. Okay, so those are the things that one may not eat, but one may have benefit from. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Gimel.